course I hate him. Of course I hate him. But let me tell you a little dirty secret. Everybody that's ever played, unless they're lying to you, we all wondered what it would like to be playing on the dark side. You know? I always, and I've had, and I, one thing about the Raiders, okay? I was talking to Dan Fouts today about it. We were talking about it today. I go, Dan, you remember the last time we played in Oakland? And he goes, yeah, of course I do. I think we put 55 on the Raiders, right? Kellen Winslow scored 5 touchdowns. And I go, Dan, at that day, I learned that you were the smartest guy in the world. And he goes, how so? And I said, because, you know, Dan never, you know, especially in Oakland, you don't get into it with the fans there. You know, you just don't. You just keep your mouth shut. You get in there. You survive it. You try to win the game and get the hell out, right? So Dan, after this big win, we're on the bench towards the end of the game, and Dan is saying, hey, you, your mother is this, and you can kiss my this, and you can do that with that. And I'm going, are you out of your mind? Are you nuts? And he goes, are you kidding me? I'm in my 15th year. I'm never going to be back here again. They're moving next year to L.A. He goes, I've been waiting 15 years to say this to these people.
Well,
there you go. Beautiful. It's just, yeah. So, no, we all want, you know, I got great respect for the Raiders, you know, but you're right. Come on, everybody hates the Raiders. Well, you know,
that's a great memory. I love that. But when you think back, how ugly was it at times between those two teams?
Oh, it was, I mean, it's brutal. The Holy Roller, you know, just the Holy Roller was a game that, you guys, anybody that doesn't remember history, look, just search Holy Roller, okay? I scored two or three touchdowns in that game, by the way, and that's where I think it really started, because we were getting good, and they were already good, and then the rivalry heated up, and then we end up losing at home in the AFC Championship game, and they went on to win the Super Bowl, and from that point on, it was an amazing rivalry. Now I'll say this, I talked to Ted Hendricks last week. I you know, Matt Mellon Ted Hendricks and Mike Davis and all those guys. I cruised with the twos one night and lived to tell about it. And all the sickos. We were friends and respectful off the field, but I'm telling you, when it got on the field, it was blood. It was. It's almost like you're getting in a fight with your best friend. You know you're going to have bragging rights the rest of your life. So it's just like fight to the death. That's kind of what it was like.
The voice of Hank Bauer, former Charger and San Diego legend, Hank Bauer, joining us, talking about the game a little bit. You mentioned being at that Patriots-Chargers game. What did the Patriots do to the Chargers offense to completely shut them down?
Well, first of all, the Chargers offensive line has had issues all year, yeah. Right? They had guys in and out of the lineup. You know, started with losing Pouncey, that, you know, he hadn't played in really 2 years. But they gave him a big contract. He couldn't play. You got to move Feeney in from guard to center. They go out and signed 2 guys, Brian Bulaga at right tackle, Trey Turner at right guard. And both of these guys have been spotty. You know, they both were injured a lot of the year. I'm not even sure if they played last week. They probably did because I haven't watched that game yet on tape. So their offensive line has been pretty spotty. But I'll tell you what, this quarterback, Justin Herbert, he is the best young quarterback. Now we're talking Tua and who else are we talking? Tua and
Burrow. Burrow?
We did their game. We did the Charger. Larry Conner and I on Sports USA, we did that game week one, Chargers at Bengals. And I'm telling you right now, Justin Herbert, again, this is just a small sample size, 1 year, he's on his way. He is on his way. He is the class of this quarterbacking class. Because one thing, you know, Tua can run and Tua's got all this, and he might be another Mahomes. Could be, right? We'll see. Burrow's, who knows with the knee, but he looks like he could be unbelievable. But Herbert, I know, is 6'6", 236 pounds. And we did the game, I think the second or third week, where he didn't learn he was going to be the starter until right before the game. He went out there, he was poised, he was cool. He can run, he's huge, he's smart. He's got it all. He has got it all.